When you see the amount of fraud that takes place there, and I know I've seen the report that the Arizona judiciary has subpoenaed Dominion voting machines in Arizona, so expect more of this fraud to be uncovered. We have to take a step back and acknowledge that Republicans were in on it. And I know a lot of you are saying, dur, of course they were. But the more outlets like the Daily Wire, which I don't know, I don't know why you keep giving your money to them, the Daily Wire, with the Jew. It's not an indictment on Jews. It's an indictment on a absolutely 100% awful human being that Ben Shapiro is, and that you people still give him money. Of course, there's the issue of Knowles and Matt Walsh, Catholics who work for him, but we're not going to get into that right now. But the Daily Wire, yep, Joe Biden won the Electoral College. Call him president-elect now, suckers. Speaker Mitch McConnell saying that we now have Joe Biden and Kamala have won the Electoral College, and it's time to welcome them in. I think all along it's starting, and even dare I say, as I say it anyway, all the way up to SCOTUS. Now, am I saying all this stuff that they all got together in the bowels of the Lincoln Memorial? Which, by the way, if you ever knew, because of the way that, because Washington, D.C. is a swamp, the way it was constructed, there's this huge chamber underneath the Lincoln Memorial. Of course, it's very ominous, but they had to build that because of the shifting ground. I'm not saying they all met there under the Lincoln Memorial, said a prayer to St. Lincoln, and then agreed to screw Trump out of the office. I think it's more of they're all sick of Trump anyway, both the left and the right, because they want to get back to the $4 trillion buffet, bombing brown people and pretending that they care about babies' lives. And yes, all McConnell has ever cared about is judges. And he used Trump to that end. He got his judges in there. But now that he has enough judges, he's fine getting rid of Trump. And I think that because there's rumblings coming out of the great state of Kentucky that McConnell, who was polling at 18%, won by 57%. How could that be? And they're looking at some of the ways that we look at some states where they all went red except for the top. Apparently, it happened in Kentucky. It all went. There were more contested elections at the bottom of the ticket, and then Mitch won at the top. I have no problem. And fully accept that the right and the left agreed. Listen, we'll get some gains in the House because you'll still have the House, but we'll make some gains in the House. We'll keep the Senate. You guys get the presidency, and we all get to fundraise, right? We all get the best of both worlds. Now, of course, I think the Dominion voting machines went haywire in Georgia. I actually think it was supposed to split in Georgia. I think it was supposed to go 1-1. Loeffler gets booted out, and the other guy, Perdue, stays in. I think that's actually how it's supposed to work. Because it's more believable if you split them. It's all about fooling. It's all about deception. It's all about shadow games. That's how they did in Arizona, if you think about it. They supplanted one senator, and then it made it more palpable to supplant the second senator. You don't replace two Republican senators with two Democratic senators overnight. It doesn't look good. It raises questions. People bring up questions. So I think the Dominion voting machines were supposed to keep, because if you look at it, Purdue should have won. And I think that was a mistake in the Jake from State Farm Center because they were just rushing against the clock because that urinal was overflowing and they had to get everything done. And I think Loeffler was supposed to lose and Warlock was supposed to get in. That way, it looks like a steady progression. It fits their narrative. If you always, oh, well, the demographics, the show is steady progression, Democrats will always win type deal. Now, you flip both in one cycle, people go, wait, what? How does that work? How does that work? It doesn't work like that. So I think they blew their own foot off with that mistake. But we have to understand, and we have to look at these, because it's actually a very tiny group of people when you actually step back and think about it. It's 538 people plus the SCOTUS, right? Plus the SCOTUS, so it's 547? 547? 547 people, quote-unquote, govern 330 million people. That's a pretty tight-knit group when you think about it. And when you have such a tight-knit group, which is why, and they're all kind of beholden to democracy instead, which when the Constitution was originally granted, states sent their senators a little bit more, they were a little bit more accountable, but neither here nor there, that's just a fantasy to talk like that right now, because we have direct democracy of all these, of every single position. Except, you know, I mean, essentially it is direct democracy with the Electoral College just giving votes. As I ramble here, but here in the Barrett Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, always on air, always online at crusadechannel.com. And so what we're seeing with the SCOTUS and with all these supposed allies, Bill Barr included, now that he's done his job just long enough after Safe Harbor, quote unquote, after the Electoral College, he can now bow out. Because you damn well know, listener, if you had an attorney general worth their salt, if you had an attorney general who actually believed in law and order, would have been barred. Because there is something in the law. You had 10 days. You had to have 10 days to let the states figure out their nonsense. Then the Justice Department could come in guns blazing and figure out some stuff. But the fact that Barr stayed back, also, remember, Barr buried the Hunter Biden story throughout the campaign. Hell, the idiot Comey, he stupidly talked about the Hillary Clinton email. Bill Barr, the Republican, quote-unquote, conservative attorney general, what should have been in office, if he was in office during 2016, Hillary Clinton would have been friggin' president, because he would have buried it. Buried the cockroach. He would have buried that story. Comey, just by the fact of him being a complete and total dumbass, revealed Wiener's laptop. Hunter's laptop? We're going to bury it. We're going to bury it like John Wick buried his guns in the first movie. Under concrete, in a chest, locked five times. You ain't going to find this thing until after the election. So Bill Barr, after he's done his job, which is to stall, which is to keep everything going, to say, oh, I didn't see any widespread fraud, but I didn't really say that, but I didn't really see it. Now he gets to step down before Christmas. Good for him. He gets to ride off in his And what's the Walmart? What's the thing the fat people drive at Walmart because they don't want to walk around? Whatever, the scooter? See, there's a scooter. He rides off in his scooter because he's done his job. But people are so upset about Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell doesn't care. Mitch McConnell used Trump for what he did for his judges. Now that he's no longer useful, and he remembers that this whole game was rigged. So Republicans make some gains, Democrats get the presidency, everybody gets rid of Trump. Except for that small coalition of Trump loyalists. Your Jim Jordans and Ron DeSantis. I would even put Kristi Noem in that. Outside of that faction, everybody else is ready to get rid of Trump. Everybody else is ready to get back to business as usual. Which is getting black and brown people vaccinated as quickly as possible so they can control those populations and then filter it out to everybody else. Oh, my, did I say that? Yeah, I did. They pushing real hard to get black and brown people vaccinated first. Just gonna ask yourself why, especially when there's reports that the vaccine's going to make people infertile. But they all about that. And then they want to go bomb brown people in the Middle East. There's too many peace deals, not enough bombings. You know, there's way too much happiness in the Middle East. We got 4 years worth of bombs and blood to spill. So they are ramping up to go. So it's very easy to see that the left and the right plotted together to get rid of Trump, but make it, and Georgia was a snafu. I think Kelly Loeffler was supposed to get booted and Purdue was supposed to say, so it looked like a natural progression, just like in Arizona, just like in Colorado and Virginia.